Jeremy Bradley here, back on Top of the Charts. Thanks for giving us a listen. Again, Happy New Year. I don't know when we should stop saying that. Now, the ruling, it seems what I'm getting from you guys is the first time you see somebody, if it's within the first week of January, okay, but if it's like January 13th, 15th, whatever, it's already too late to say Happy New Year. And the season premiere of The Bachelor happens. Juan Pablo, if you've been seeing those promos on ABC, I have watched the first episode. I've seen the season premiere. There's no messy, sloppy drunk girls on the first episode. You can go to speakfreewithjb.com, click on Entertainment Wrap-Up. You can read my recap, two-part recap of the Bachelor season premiere. Now, if you got a cell phone for Christmas, let me tell you, you might want to check your bill, because I'm falling short of using the word scammed by Rogers here in Canada. So if we've got any Rogers customers tuned in listening, you're going to want to stick around in the next segment. I'm going to tell you about a billing problem that I had in 2013. And kind of what went wrong with the billing. And Rogers, the VP of customer service, I had her on the line. She was chatting with me off the record, but the call was recorded, and she had promised to put me in touch with the media relations people so they could comment on the issue for you, basically. I want to help the consumers. If you're getting double charged, you should know about this. I did not until I looked closer at my bill. And unfortunately, the media relations people dicked around, and we never did get them on the phone. So I will expose the billing problem that Rogers admitted to, and damage control they did. And also coming up later in the show, Kathy Lee Gifford and Hoda Kotb from the Today Show are going to recap 2013 and the special that's airing New Year's Eve on NBC. Stick around, we've got more coming up. Top of the Charts, the music continues right now.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? Students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem. Call us at 800-921-6860. That's 800-921-6860.
Don't go anywhere. You're 60 seconds away from more chart-topping hits, including...
I throw my hands up in the air sometimes.
Next on Jeremy Bradley's Top of Charts.
Jeremy Bradley here, back on Top of the Charts. Thanks for giving us a listen. I know you're all on the edge of your seat wondering how I was double billed on my cell phone bill. Now, this is to our Canadian listeners right now. Rogers is one of the biggest... the former most reliable network in Canada. Now, if you're a reader of the Free Press or you go to winnipegfreepress.com, we've got our cheapskate segment in the business section where I did give tips about how to lower your cell phone bill and ways to really stick it to the company. Now, I've been a Rogers customer for almost probably about 12 years, so it's not that I'm new here. And they always have this complex billing, right? It's almost like 7 pages of bill if you get it in the mail. Now they just do it electronically. So when they do it that way, I don't necessarily take a lot of time and carefully look over my bill, because it's not something that comes in the mail that I have to physically hold in my hand. I get the email saying, here, pay your bill, and I do it. And I've noticed over, past 8-9 months that the bill was getting higher and higher every month. When I was approaching my data limit for my data package, right, that's the web surfing and all that other stuff, I used to get a text message saying you're at 80%, and then it gives you that, hey, call us and we can improve your plan and you can pay more, right? So I stopped getting that not too long ago, but I just figured I wasn't using as much data anymore. So I decided to look when my bill was like $90-something. I logged in, I took a look, and just saw like, wait a second, how is this creeping up? So I look at the detailed billing, and then I see something that says flex data. Flex data. What does that mean? Do I work out? I'm a bodybuilder, so now I've got, that's a free surfing to bodybuilding websites maybe, right? Flex data. Not a clue. Check the Rogers website. It says that, you know, this is great for your tablet or your iPod or whatever. Well, I don't have an iPad, an iPod, or anything like that. I'm a BlackBerry person. So again, not being able to find any information on the Rogers website, I then call in later in the evening and I get a representative who's presumably in her pajamas at home, not giving a bleep about what I'm calling about. And I ask about my bill, and she doesn't know what FlexDat is. She even puts me on hold. She comes back. I guess she had checked maybe in her kitchen. I'm not quite sure. And still, she can't explain to me what FlexDat is. So I'm looking at my bill online as I'm speaking with her, and I say, well, now I'm looking at the breakdown of my bill here, and now it tells me 2 gig data plan, and then beneath that, or 1 gig data plan, but beneath that, then I see 2 gig, 1 gig and 2 gig. As a customer, I'm sitting here going, does that mean I have 3 in total? So just 5 lines below, there's contradictory information. 1 gig data plan, and then it says 2 gig data. What do I have? the bitch on the phone. Sorry, the girl on the phone. Here we are. We're going to have the lawyers on the phone. Let me just say the carefree or couldn't care less Rogers employee, who was an at-home agent. I should point out that Rogers does outsource and does have people answering your call at their house. Okay? I'm just putting that out there. Anyway, so she can't tell me what the deal is, what my plan has, and I say, well, great, put me through to somebody who can tell me. And it was 11 o'clock at night or whatever it was, and she said, I can't. There's nobody that can help you. So now I've had this problem before where Rogers does not take ownership. They put the onus on the customer that I have to call back. I think a company like that, they should be able to pass along a note that says, hey, you know what? This guy has a question with his billing that I can't help him with. Somebody, you know, give him a shout to resolve this. Especially when he's pointed out contradictory information that I, as the agent, can't even explain. But nevertheless, I'm livid. So in the past, I had reached out to the VP. You know how after you get customer service or technical support or whatever, you get like that automated spam email saying, how did we do? Well, I didn't hold back. This was earlier in the year. I reached out to the VP. Her name was on the email, so I'm going to hold her accountable, right? Don't give me your contact information. Now they actually don't put that on the email, probably because of me. You're welcome, Maria Churchill. And so it's interesting because I wanted to hear from her. Now, we're jumping around here, but in that instance, it took a very long time, about a month, for me to actually get Maria Churchill on the phone. So, but this time she's told me, you know, if you have any other problems, give me a shout directly. Here's my number. So sure enough, I did. Now, it is commendable. I will say that she, you know, as high up as she is in the company, to get her on the phone for 20 minutes, half hour on a weekend or whatever it was that we were doing is greatly appreciated. So hats off on that one. But Maria Churchill at Rogers, your customer service sucks. And we've discussed this. Now, that call with Maria was recorded. Unfortunately, we did have an agreement that we wouldn't air parts of that. And we wanted media relations to comment about the billing problem that Maria did confirm that I was getting. So check your Rogers bill, Canadian customers, to see if you have something that says 1 gig data, 2 gig data, and what do you have? And if you've got something that says flex data, were you told what that means or what that is? I reached out to Manitoba's Consumer Protection Office as well because they've had issues wanting to know what people find problematic about their cell phone bill. This is probably one of those things that Rogers did identify. But is Rogers going to take ownership of it and credit you your account or send you a note and say, hey, by the way, we've effed up on your billing for who knows how long and pocketed how much extra money? Were they scamming me? No, I don't know. Was this brought to their attention a long time ago? You think they've got so many people working in the billing department, what have you, nobody's noticed this? Did they think that we can just keep it going along because nobody's brought it to our attention? I don't know. So again, when I spoke with Maria Churchill and I said, well, what are you doing now? Are you going to remedy this? And she said that yes, they were in the process of doing that. And I said, are you going to contact customers? What's going to happen with this? How many people are affected? I couldn't get an answer to that question. And I also wanted media relations to comment. Media relations had bounced back a few emails back and forth, just wondering what exactly they're going to be asked and put on the spot while I'm talking to them here on the show. And I said, you've just got to know what's going on with the account. So here's the thing. Somebody from Maria's office had then stepped in and contacted me. I had just taped our segment at CJOB in Winnipeg, and I was at the food court in the mall across the way, and they had called me, and Rogers was explaining that, hey, we've got a better plan to put you on. I said, great, what is it going to be? Naturally, it's going to cost me more, right? That's always how it works. We've got something better for you that's going to be perfect. Oh, and it's going to cost you an extra blah, 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 a month. Fine. Whatever, let's do it. Now, that rep did confirm again that Rogers had overcharged me, blah, 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 blah. Now, the remedy was that they did credit my account. I also had to buy a new SIM card for my phone because I got SIM card error and I was in a panic. But why did that happen? Because the rep from the VP's office put me on an iPhone plan. He didn't put me on a BlackBerry plan. He screwed up my account for the entire day, so I had no email, I had no use of data on my phone, and my phone was crapped out for the day. So the VP's office did not remedy the situation, the VP's office made the problem worse, ladies and gentlemen. This is people in the executive office that are effing around with my account and can't even set it up properly. This was their way to make nice. We found this plan, but it's for an iPhone and you can't use it, and that means we're going to cut your service off for the day. So you're damn right you're going to credit my account for the month and you're going to reimburse me for the SIM card and every other problem that I had going through. So where is media relations in all this? I don't know. We did not hear from them. I had said we'd love to have you on the show the week of December 30th. Nobody ever followed up. Now, Rogers did participate, if you heard last week on the show, did participate in a BlackBerry giveaway, so we do appreciate that. But it's a little consolation because a free phone, double the bill, whatever. All right, so those are my comments about what's happened with my deal with Rogers. listeners. Feel free to give me a shout if you have other questions about this. I can send you a brief copy of my bill. I'm not sending you my actual cell phone, but I do have a copy and paste that I had sent to Rogers and the Manitoba Consumer Protection Office, basically about what the problem was, and I can show you the outline of the bill and where it was contradicting itself, and in turn how I was being extra or double charged. JB at JBOnAir.com is my email address. JB@JBOnAir.com. That was a long rant. So hopefully we will have time for Kathy Lee Gifford and Hoda Kotb. You know, it's early in the morning, so they're already going to be drinking. We're going to talk about the year in review that you're going to see Tuesday night on NBC. Let's get back to the music right now on Top of the Charts.
Top of the Charts with Jeremy Bradley.